We are. We are holding on Yudalam and Alpha Megillah.
Dollars.
All right. So Tanar Rabbanan.
Tanar Rabbanan, our rabbis taught. Arayim v'shmona Nevi'im, 48 prophets, v'sheva Nevi'ot, and 7 prophetesses. Nitnavu Elohim li Yisrael, they prophesied to the nation of Israel. V'lo pachtu, v'lo hotiru al mashu b'Torah, and they're not added or subtract from that which is written within the Torah, chutz mimikra Megillah. Outside of the Mikra,
except for Mikra Megillah. Right. That was the exception.
Exactly. Okay.
How can you have an exception?
So
I don't know.
To say my drush. So what is this derived from? Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Avin. So is Rabbi Chiya bar Avin. Amar Rabbi Yehoshua ben Karka. So is Rabbi Yehoshua ben Karka. B'ma me avodas le
me avdus.
Me avdus lecheres. And so what of
Amrinan Shira making the statement?
Slavery to freedom. Amrinan Shira. They sang a song.
Which is what?
Which was Ozzy Asher.
Okay.
Okay. Mimisa l'chaim.
Low culture gain.
So, from a state of death to a state of life, all the more so should be.
Okay, so what's the Gemara's logic before you go on?
So we say they sang a song from going from slavery to freedom.
Right.
So if from death to life, all the more so should sing a song.
Okay, so if we're going to make a mitzvah mikra megillah, right? So for some reason, the Gemara doesn't just say
make a mikra megillah.
Make a mikra megillah. What does it say? We have to use some method to get Mikra Megillah past whatever obstacles they set up for Mikra Megillah to go past. So what do they attach the Mikra Megillah to? Shira, right? They say, listen, you see that there was Shira said, Avdus Acheros, right? So shouldn't for sure there, meaning what would the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah be then?
An extension of Shira.
An expression of Shira.
So what's this cleave of Shira though?
That's a great question. But for now, whatever the formulation is, the mitzvah Mikra Megillah would somehow be an expression of Shira. That's a good question. How come the Gemara doesn't revert back to saying, you know what?
So we already have the fulfillment of mitzvah of remembering.
What? Say it again.
We already fulfilled the mitzvah of remembering the moment.
How?
Exactly.
Oh, okay, so there's two answers you can give. One answer, what he's saying is that there's a mitzvah d'oraisa, right? That's expressed through what? Expressed through. Right, Kriya Satara.
So why can't you build another fence? Just another expression of that?
No, that wouldn't be a fence. That would be another expression. What do you need another expression for? It's superfluous. So that's one answer you can give. That's a good answer. I hear that. You could say that there's no reason for it because we had that already. I'll give another answer. But there's another answer you can give.
Times.
There's another answer you can give, right? That you could argue that there's a Kriya is the formal expression of it, or you could just argue that no, in fact, there is no formal expression of a Kriya of Zechiras HaMalek. There's no mitzvah like that. Even the mitzvah d'oraisa of Zachar is not a mitzvah of a kriya of Zacharias HaMalek.
So what is it?
We have to remember Malek.
How?
But by reading about it in the Torah. Not, that's different than saying there's a... prove to me the reason why. I'll prove it to you. Come on, think about the reason why. What makes Megillah different?
In terms of what?
Okay, so...
It's like a public reading. It has law.
You don't have Parsha Zachar. Parsha Zachar is just another kriya from the Torah. Right? But Megillah has its own orbit of halachas, its own phenomenon. It's a separate mitzvah. It's a separate mitzvah altogether. You understand? That's the issue. So you couldn't use Zechiras HaMalek. Because Zechiras HaMalek, there's no idea, but there could be an idea of a kriya of Zechiras HaMalek. Why would there be such a thing? That doesn't answer this yet, but I'm saying that's why they wouldn't turn to Zechiras HaMalek. You're asking, like, why can't they set up a day where on that day you read the Megillah in order to fulfill? It's a good question. I'm not sure. I don't know.
Seems easier than tying it to the Shira. It just seems like a...
No, it's not.
How's that not easier?
You haven't defined Shira yet. First question is, what's this idea of Shira? Right?
Okay,
next.
Moving right along.
Ihachi.
Yeah, this is Yishalmi. Hopefully.
No, so, if so...
Halonami.
Nema.
Nema.
Right? So what should you...
also say Halo.
Okay, so that gets a little weird. Okay? So what's the Gemara's question here? And don't just repeat the facts of the question.
Well, you have the same conversation.
If you're going to say, we have to say...
What do you mean? Actually, the Gemara is saying, you should also say Halal. Meaning, you should have Mikra Megillah and Halal. Okay, but the question is that if Halal is the ideal expression of...
Shira.
Shira, which it appears to be.
Why Mikra?
Right? Why would you Mikra Megillah then? That, to me, is the best question to ask. Just say Halal. Who needs a separate Maisa Mitzvah, Kriyas Megillah? Isn't that the simpler thing to do?
According to the other Gemara, you can't say Halal for it.
No?
Okay. Oh, yeah, it says it right there. Okay.
Yeah.
It's outside the brackets.
Lefi she'ein omer mahala al neis shebechutza la'aretz.
Okay, so we don't say halal when...
When we are outside the land of Israel.
But why do you say halal then? Now, you don't know the Gemara in Erechin, okay? Unfortunately. But Tzvi Jaffe does. No. The Gemara in Erechin, right? The Gemara in Erechin goes through halal, step by step, okay?
Wow.
So, normally, when we say halal, what do you say halal? Let's go in order. What's the normal day to say halal on?
Normal day?
Yeah. What kind of day would you say halal?
Yantav,
right? So, for instance, Sukkos. No, that's the next
day
step.
When the Sukkos.
Good, right? Okay. So, when there's a manifestation of Hashkacha, there's a mechayev saying halal, right? Okay. Then the Gemara says, but the Gemara says it's really it first says it's if it's a moed and Rosh Chodesh and there's no melacha on Rosh Chodesh, but then eventually it gets to Purim and Chanukah. So, Purim and Chanukah are different than other expressions of halal because why would you have halal on well we have it on Chanukah, but why do you have halal on Purim / Chanukah?
Because there's a manifestation.
But it's different, not like the Yanta manifestation.
Chanukah's kind of
it's less open.
No, it was Nace. It's just specifically Nace, right? There was a Nace. Zechiras Nace. Okay. So that's why, or I should say, Shevach and Hodah for the Nace. Is that clear?
Yeah.
Okay. So, but the problem is you can't say Halal on Purim. Why?
Because Haben Chutzlart.
It happened in Shushan. Keep going.
So. Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Nes Shem Chutzal Arts, Eichi Amrian,
Shira.
So, in regards to Exodus from Egypt, which was outside the land of Israel, there we say a song, Kitani.
So the answer is Kitasanya, Achelon Nichtusu
Laretz. Achelon Nichtusu Laretz, Yisrael, Nichtusu Yisrael Laretz, Hukshuru Kol Artsos, Lomar Shira. Mishenich Nichtusu Yisrael Laretz, Lo Hukshuru Kol Artsos.
So, what kind of answer is that?
So there's a status change in the relationship of Am Yisrael and Halal once they enter
Israel. No, but what's the nature of the answer? The Gemara is saying what? The Gemara is saying, really, you should say Halal. You should. Why don't you?
Because they're not around Eretz Yisrael.
Because the Nes took place outside Eretz Yisrael. Meaning that there's nothing intrinsic in the thing. Rather, it's just that it's what?
Not Eretz
Yisrael. Nes didn't take place in Eretz Yisrael. So really, the day is one set up for Halal. Okay? That's answer one. What's answer number one? What's the next answer? Rav Nachman Amar.
Rav Nachman Amar. Krisa.
Kriyasa.
Kriyasa. Zu Halila.
Halila, which means what?
The reading is a halal.
The reading is a halal. Whoa, what does that mean? You can't just say that. You know why you can't say that? Because we have a halal.
Also, there's no...
What does that mean? How can you tell me that the Kriya is the halal?
The Kriya is the same thing as halal.
Hold on.
They're
right.
Outside of Israel.
What?
It happened outside of Israel.
Well, he's ignoring that.
He doesn't agree with that principle at all. They're saying that.
Not sure, but he's not bothered by that because they'll say that. You can't tell me that the Megillah is Hallel. That's absurd.
What?
He's saying Zu Halela. Because we have a Hallel.
It does the same. Serves the same function as Hallel.
The same function as Hallel. Oh. Yeah. Okay. Zu Lashita? Why don't we say Hallel? Avde Hashem.
Velo Avde Paro.
So there, we were Avde. And not Avde
the Pharaoh.
But now we are Elohacha.
Halu Avde Hashem
Velo Avde Achashverosh.
Right.
But we have a problem now. How can you say Halal if we are? Okay, so what kind of answer is this?
He's saying that
it is intrinsic.
What? Oh, good. Okay, so let's start categorizing a little bit here. So if you took the three answers, before you answer the main question, take the three answers. First answer is?
Three
answers. Answer one.
It's outside of Israel.
No. Answer one.
Outside
Eretz Yisrael. Right? Accidentally we can't.
Answers for what?
For why the idea of Shira being the Mechayev, so to speak, of Kriyas Megillah. Okay?
Second answer is that we do.
Second answer is right. Second answer is that, it turns out we do say Halal. We just don't actually say Halal. We read the Megillah. Right? And answer three is?
It's intrinsic.
Intrinsic. That you can't say Halal. Okay? The floor is yours.
I guess.
I want everything. Last point. The Riff says what? He basically quotes the Gemara. What does he say? He says, that's all he has one thing. He says, because of all this, right? Hilkach lo amina halel of Purim, right? So all these things are telling you that's why you would not say halel on Purim. Why do I bring the Riff in? What? Do it your time.
Filler time.
Because I completely... What? Did I bring the Ron there also?
Because
what does Ron say?
You advertise that you do Rishonim and Shir.
No. Argue, why is this Batosif? Because it sounds like it's an independent institution. Right. So what, like when the Rambam says Mikra Megillah, what is he saying? The problem that emerges. It sounds like on the surface, right? It's not tied down. It's not functioning within Chazal's mandate. Because what exactly is this protecting? What is the mitzvah of Kriyas Megillah protecting? It's not protecting anything. What?
Protecting Kriyas Megillah.
But that's circular. Key part. How is this tied to Shira? Because think about it. You can't tell me the Kriya Megillah is an expression of Shira itself. That's weird. Or maybe it is.
No, you have to.
The first step you have to take is, what's the nature of the mechayev of halal? What's it attached to? Halal is always a chayev in what?
Haidah.
No, that's what you're doing.
Nice.
Halachically. No, halal is a chayev in what? Come on, what does the Gemara there say?
Lack of work.
Well, that's a feature of it, the yom. Yeah. Okay? Halal is a chayev in the day. The day demands a halal. What's the problem, Mikra Megillah?
There's no day.
You're trying to formulate a separate maisa mitzvah.
Why
right?
There's no day? What does that mean?
Because there's no day. Okay, let's go in order. Okay, there are kovea a special day called Purim. Well, that's true. One second. Does that fit? No, you'll see in a second. The Gemara now is going to discuss why halal can or can't be said for one reason. Why? Because the question is, can this day have an expression of halal? But that's not what Chazal were trying to formulate. They already did the day. The day was kivun lidoros. What are they trying to do?
Set down a mikra.
They're trying to create a Maisa Mitzvah of Kriyas Megillah.
Why didn't they have the Maisa Mitzvah at all, though?
Come on, you gotta... what's the Rambam telling you? The Rambam's telling you that the Mitzvah of Kriyas Megillah is not a din in the Yom. Halal is a din in the Yom. The Kriya Megillah is that this Sefer, which is what? A Sefer in Tanakh, says Kedusha, should be read at a specific time. That's the mitzvah of Kriyas Megillah. You understand what's bothering the Gemara? The Gemara is saying this. But we haven't answered one question about Shira. But what the Gemara is saying, to answer your issue about Halal, what the Gemara is saying is like this. The Gemara is saying, it's a beautiful thing, I think. The Gemara is saying that, you see, the problem, the reason why Mikra Megillah can never satisfy the idea of Halal, we'll get to Mikra Zu, Kriyasa Zu Halela, can never do that is because the idea of Halal is tied to the Yom. Right? It means that this day demand. That's what the Gemara Erechon says. These days demand halal. It's not a din. There's no maisa of halal. It's that the yom demands a certain type of tefillah, a certain type of hodah. The mikra megillah, that's not, that has nothing to do with that. That's a separate maisa mitzvah.
What about Hanukkah?
Hanukkah is a din of the yom. Yemei mishdevet simcha. It's always in the yom. How are they going to design this mitzvah kriyas megillah? This is a thematic svar that goes throughout Maseches Megillah. How do they design the mitzvah Mikra Megillah? Okay, so what does that do to it? What?
Nice.
No, like what you were saying before. Okay, there's rather than just simply be a technical Maisa mitzvah called Kriyas Megillah, what do they introduce? What does Shira mean here? Why did the Bnei Yisrael sing? What do you call it? Compose Az Yashir.
It was not spontaneous.
Okay, it was spontaneous, right? But what that's the nature of Shira. Shira is spontaneous.
Yeah, we don't have.
But Shira does what? What? No. The Shira itself wasn't spontaneous, but it took the notion of the spontaneous emotions that they had and formalized it. You understand? That's Az Yashir. The new. So what? Come on, one more step.
Why don't we have a day like where
what? But what do you see then? What do you see? So what is Shira going to do? You used the words before. Shira means what? It's the what in Megillah. What's the function of Megillah?
A person.
Pirsumei Nisa. That's what Shira here means. Shira means that Shira is the mechanism that the Chazal turned to allow this Megillah not to be a static, normative mitzvah Kriyas Megillah. Because if that were the case, right? Who cares about Shira? No, it was going to be a different kind of Kriya. Megillah is a different kind of Kriya.
How can you tie something down to
one answer to Tucker's question would be, like what I'm trying to say before, but I'll make it a little clearer, is that what they're doing is they can never make a separate mitzvah Kriyas Megillah standing by itself. They won't be able to do that. That'd be Baal Tosef at this point. Okay. Rather, what do they do? They said it, but if they make it so that it fulfills a Doraisa ideal, then it's not Baal Tosef, right? So what's the Doraisa? Hold on. What's the Doraisa ideal here?
Shira.
Doesn't mean I have to fulfill a mitzvah in the Torah. Yeah.
What is the
Doraisa? Like, that's what the Kal Vachomer is saying. It's saying that, what does the Torah teach you? It teaches you that when there's an opportunity to be Mefarsei Menes, right, you take advantage of that opportunity.
What is that, though?
Oh, one second. Hold on. Just give me a second. Okay. There's another road you can go down, though. What's the other road? The other road is that you could argue that it does fit into their mandate, it was Shmarta Mishmarta. How? How would this be protective?
Otherwise, they might create a holiday. Sure.
What?
They might create a holiday.
When there's an opportunity, this is the other way going to the Havachomer. When there's an opportunity to go ahead and express Shira, when that opportunity exists, right, to not take advantage of it, to not formalize that opportunity, and there's something unique about Purim, would be a violation of Shmartim Mishmartim, because then we forget about the Nes.
What's the Chiv of, what are they protecting?
I don't know, Haftarah.
That makes like this. The normative expression that should exist for Zikaron L'Nes, which would be through Halal, has been closed off. So that's what's driving them to formulate this separate mitzvah. You cannot allow this event to go by without some type of recollection of the event. A halachic mitzvah. But the yom doesn't lend itself to such a thing. Because either you're going to tell me there's a technical reason, or intrinsically the yom doesn't lend itself to. But you have a problem.
What is the source of this example?
I'll prove to you why my svara is the correct svara. Because what are the three examples? Forget your diamond and for a second. The three examples the Rambam uses are what?
Chanukah,
Purim, and Tisha. Well, the Tisha is a perfect example. There's no mitzvah in the Torah to recall the Beis HaMikdash, right? There's no mitzvah in the Torah. There's no formal Doraisa in the Torah that says you have to remember the Beis HaMikdash. But what do? But they said, but there is a intrinsic idea that exists that Bnei Yisrael must be aware of the loss of the Beis HaMikdash. That idea must be formalized. So they're creating a separate mitzvah. But it's not built off of a pre-existing mitzvah. You can never have a mitzvah of a kriya of a sefer that doesn't have a kedusha built into it.
Why can't you give a kedusha?
It's very simple. Because there's no precedent that exists for a sefer of shira being part of Tanakh. That doesn't exist. But there is a zechira samalik. Shmuel. Next, they create a separate ma'aseh mitzvah. It wasn't based on a pre-existing mitzvah in the Torah. It does fulfill the mandate of Shmartim Mishmartim because we need to ensure that this day, that this event would always be remembered, right? And they create a separate ma'aseh mitzvah, but in the ma'aseh mitzvah kriya, they gave it a different expression. And that expression is Pursuma Nisa. That's the idea of Shira. The Shira changes it from just an independent ma'aseh mitzvah to one that's there to ensure the Nes is remembered. That's why it expresses a Pursuma Nisa. The Bavli does not make the creation of Megillah to be such a huge innovation. Wait, right? By the way, what's Megillah? What does it mean that the creator of Megillah is Hallel? What does that mean? At least let's answer that. What does that mean? You can fulfill an idea of Hallel without it being a din in the yom. That's his chiddush. His chiddush is that you guys are right. Since the Kriya fulfills the same objective as Hallel, since it fulfills the same objective, so now what are you able to do? You're able to. It's a funny idea. Rather than rely on the yom to be the mechayev, what are you saying? It's expressed through the ma'aseh kriya.
So what's the first
question? Is can you have? Is there an idea? Is there a method to express halal through a kriya, right? Separate from the yom or not? Does such a thing exist?
Right. So
the first and third sheet to say no, halal is in the yom, and the yom can't be mechayev. There's no method that you have to say halal.
So what are they saying? Expressed if it's not the halal?
Pursuma Nisa.
There's a different idea than halal.
I wouldn't say it's different. There's certain overlap. No, nice try. There's certain overlapping features. No question about it. But I don't think it's the same idea.
Number two holds.
The Yushalmi on Vavim and Beis and Megillah is even worse. What does it say? Rav Shmuel bar Nachman b'shem Rav Yochanan, Yonasan, second to last line.
Me?
Okay. Oh, we didn't do this at all. Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachman, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan,
Rabbi Yonasan,
Shmonayim v'chamishim zakenim, so 85 elders, mihem shloshim ukama neviim, and from them
30 some odd
prophets.
Yeah.
Haim it's ta'arin al hadavar
hazeh. Okay, so watch this. So they're mitzar on this. What is this referring to? What does mitzar mean?
Mitzar means their pains.
Trouble, right? What were they troubled about? Take a look at the Korban Eda. Okay. What was Dabar Zeh? This is wild. We're in big trouble now.
L'chtov nikmot nimav melech.
No, Amalek. To write down the what?
Dichtiv.
The revenge of Amalek. Ah! So what are they abandoning? The Yerushalmi does not take the Bava's approach. The Yerushalmi says what?
This is Amalek.
So not only, there's no mention of the Kisvun Lidoros in the Yerushalmi. So think about what the Yerushalmi does. It takes the argument the Bava has about Kisvun Lidoros and applies it to what?
Here.
The Baal Tosef of Mikra Megillah. Do you follow that?
That's it.
I agree.
Did they bring the Mishra?
What?
Dixiv, how low?
Kasafti lach shloshim. That's Mishlei. Okay, so it does say that. And okay, Eila Shmos of Mishatar of a Sefer Shmuel.
Carbonate was a
Rishon. No, Vizeh. Yeah. So he says you see it from Eila Shmos, new Eila Shmos Mishatar and Sefer Shmuel.
Eila Shmos Mishatar.
Rashai l'rava. So that I said three times. Who says you have the right to do a fourth? Lefikach. Listen to this.
Ain. Ain lehosif be
mitzvah. You cannot do what?
Add to it.
You cannot add this mitzvah. Kamo shosifu shar mitzvahs rabbanon. Yikes. Why? Kavan. Now this is very difficult to understand. Kavan.
Kavan sheyesh ba ketzat. What letter?
Stira.
Stira.
The Divrei Torah.
The Divrei Torah.
What does that mean? Where's the stira?
Well, Mishlei.
What?
Mishlei.
How is that a stira?
Mishlei said three, not four.
Well, why is that a stira? How is that a stira?
He's
at three. Don't you see? That's not a contradiction, though.
Why not?
No, it's not a contradiction. Because the
contradiction.
Gemara says. Amrok siv eila mitzvos.
Eila mitzvos asher tseva Hashem ez Moshe eila mitzvot shenitz ta vinu siv
mipi Moshe.
Yeah, it's a mem. This is very.
Yes, v'kach. V'kach amar lanu Moshe ein navi acher asu dechalas shalchem davar me'ata. Right. So what do they say? The Torah says eila mitzvos. These are the mitzvos from Moshe, and therefore we cannot do what?
Add another.
We can't add any more mitzvos. Right.
Great.
Umordechai v'aser mevakshim lechalas lanu davar.
And how could they possibly want to do that?
Exactly. Lo zazu misham, nosim and nosim and davar ad sheheir HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what happened? God stepped in. Okay? And what do they find? This should sound very familiar. Okay? Umatsa oso ksuva b'Torah neviyim ksuvim. They found, guess what? Basically so. It's in Tanakh. Torah neviyim ksuvim. Where? We should recognize the Tukim. Chada hu dekseh v'yom Hashem Moshe ksov zos yikaram b'sefer. Zos Torah. Right? Well, then is it right? And then it says, and how do we know what Zos means? Vizos Torah, Shasam Moshe, the name of Israel, Zikaron Elo Neviim, Vayechlo Sefer Zikaron Lefan of Lirei Hashem, and then Basefer Elo Ksuva, Mama Arester, Kiyamas Rei Avraham Elo, Nichtav Basefer. So what's it saying?
They found a mat here.
What, so now we have a huge problem here. Yerushalmi is very problematic. So first of all, Yerushalmi says the problem here is Baal Tosef. What's the problem about Tosef that Mordechai and Esther want to add this mitzvah? And now, what are they using as a mechanism to get this mitzvah into as a separate mitzvah derbanan? Mitzvah derbanan.
So it's with the word zosim?
No, what are they using? They're using.
What?
They're using.
A resource.
No. A malik.
All right, they're trying to say from malik.
We see the Baal will use a malik for kisvuni ladoros.
Yeah,
the Yerushalmi is saying no. If you want to get and he uses shira for Mikra Megillah.
Does he?
The Yerushalmi is using what? Yerushalmi is using a malik. From Mikra Megillah.